is The Vapors. The follow-up that should have kept them going after turning Japanese. News at 10. The Vapors, news at 10. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that should have been an enormous follow-up hit after turning Japanese. To tell me why it wasn't, Dave Fenton, you've relaunched The Vapors. We'll talk about the relaunch in a moment, but thank you for coming on this morning.
Cheers, Mark. Nice to be here.
Well, it's lovely to have you with us. So come on, turning Japanese, massive hit. You're on top of the pops. Everything's going your way. That was a great, that was a brilliant follow-up single, and it didn't happen.
You. How long have you got? I mean, first thing that happened was that EMI bought out our record company and made everyone redundant. So there was nobody really pushing our side at the record company level. Then we went in on the day that News at 10 was supposed to be released. We went in to see our head of A&R at EMI, and he didn't even know the record was out. And then just to top it all, BBC was on strike when Top of the Pops should have been on, and we were... Highest new entry in the chart, should have got Top of the Pops on the back of that, and nothing happened. So the next time we were on Top of the Pops was about a year later with Jimmy Jones.
Yeah. Ah, so it really was.
It just sort of disappeared, really.
The fates were working against you. Yeah.
Well, everything went all right for us in 1978, 79.
Yeah.
And then started going right in 1980.
Well, so 40 years since the nuclear days.
Make you feel old.
Well, yeah, because I remember it like it was yesterday. That's the trouble.
Yeah, me too.
Now, but in between, there you've been a huge part of the Musicians' Union. I mean, you've been an accountant. You've been.
No, I'm a solicitor, not an accountant.
Sorry,
I was a lawyer first. I did law first. Got all the bits of paper, all the qualifications. Then, thinking unless I try, I never know. And so I tried to get a record deal. About a year, took a year out, and managed to get a deal.
Yeah.
Then I spent 15, 20 years doing music. Then when decided to have a family and kids and all that stuff, I went back to law for another 20 years. And that involved about 17 years at the Musicians' Union as their first in-house lawyer.
Wow. Now, let's go back a bit, because there are the Jam and members of the Jam had a huge part to play for getting you going, didn't they? Can you just tell us a bit about that?
We were playing a gig in Farncombe, which is near Guildford in Surrey, and Bruce Foxton happened to be at the bar and watched our set and stayed to the end, and he offered us a couple of dates on the Jam tour. That was spring 79. We did those, and John Weller got to see us, Paul Weller's father, who was managing the Jam, and John and Bruce offered to manage us. So they started getting us gigs in London. That tied in with a Peel session, a John Peel session, and they managed to get us a record deal offer with United Artists, and with Polydor, actually. We chose United Artists because the Jam were on Polydor.
Yeah, so
I don't think we would have got anywhere if it hadn't been for Bruce.
And you're still in touch, because at the beginning of the year, you were touring with the Bruce Foxton. What's Bruce Foxton's Jam called?
From the Jam.
From the Jam. Because at the anniversary of the Setting Sun's Jam album, there was a tour. It started, and then obviously it had to stop.
It started in October last year, so we were doing gigs through October, November, December last year. And that picked up again in January this year. But come March, everything got closed down. I think we did Ireland and Leamington Spa, and that was it. Everything else got postponed.
And you were hoping to come here as well. Yeah.
We were, yeah. It was on the list.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Let's get back to something after all this. What was it like phoning round the guys? Because it's pretty much the original lineup. You know, hello, you remember me?
we sort of kept in touch for over the decades. And we had tried to get together once before in about 2001, but it was difficult getting everyone together in the same country to rehearse. Ed was working for the BBC at that time, doing lots of holiday programmes, so he was always abroad. It just became impossible. We got about three or four rehearsals and then had to give up for 3 months while Ed was abroad or somebody else was abroad. And then we'd get back together again and try again. And you can't work like that. It just didn't happen.
But now it is.
It did happen, yeah. I mean, yeah. I took early retirement from the Musicians' Union in 2016, rang the guys, and they said, OK. Ed was a bit reticent because he's still doing his TV directing, so he has to fit his gigs around when he's not working.
Now, I got a message for Eddie. Eddie Bazalgette, Tony C on the Isle of Man says, I went to school with Eddie. I started guitar lessons at the same time as him, but I gave up. Silly me, really? Says Tony C.
Well, anyone who likes The Last Kingdom on Netflix, Ed did the fourth series, the one that's just showing now.
Wow. But there's loads of stuff. I mean, yeah, as you say, big on the TV thing. Well, the album Together is out today, yeah?
It is.
And it's already making inroads in charts around the world.
Apparently, yeah, so I'm told. It's iTunes UK album chart number 39 at the moment.
On its way up.
And in South Africa, number 2. Never been to South Africa, actually.
No, but Australia was very kind to you back in the day.
It was, yeah. Number 1 with Turning Japanese
for
a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Well, listen, it's...
It was also the second biggest selling single of that year.
It was almost too good and too quirky and too original that anything else coming after it would be compared to it.
Yeah.
Because it was so... And you wrote it.
Yeah. It's a bit of a novelty record, I suppose. That's how it's been seen.
But it was just a perfect pop song as well. Just brilliant. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on today. We wish you all the best.
No problems. Lovely talking to you.
And you. Together is the brand new album from The Vapors. I've got the lead single track, Crazy. One of your compositions, Dave?
Yep.
Good man. Dave, it's been absolutely great. Dave Fenton, lead singer, guitarist with The Vapors. This is the new single.
They told me I was crazy from the start. They said that you would only break my heart. But you closed your eyes and trusted me. You held my hand and believed in me. I never really knew what you're about. But I've had a great time finding out. Never into teasing me, you were into fun and to pleasing me. And crazy don't seem crazy anymore. I don't know what you're waiting for. Won't you come inside and lock the door? I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't care what other people see. I'm in love with you, you're in love with me. And crazy don't seem crazy. So what you waiting for? What you waiting for? I don't think I could have made it on my own. I don't even think I'd find my way back home. I closed my eyes and trusted you. I held your hand and believed in you. And crazy don't seem crazy. I don't know what you're waiting for. Won't you come inside and lock the door?
you waiting for? What you waiting for? I'm in love with you, you're in love with me. And crazy don't seem crazy anymore. I don't know what you're waiting for. Won't you come inside and lock the door? I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't care what other people see. I'm in love with you, you're in love with me. And crazy don't seem crazy anymore. So what you're waiting for? Come on, come on.
Forty years since Turning Japanese, the Vapors are back. Brand new album, Together. It's out today. That's the first single, Crazy. And thanks again to Dave Fenton, lead singer and guitarist with the Vapors, for coming on today.